and round it up and put the ice cake through it under there.
Uh-huh.
On that hot hood and let it dry. The wood would dry, you know, mm-hmm. the wood up above it. And then when it dry, then you take the ashes in and put on there. And you see, it's done got dry. And then when it cooked, you take it up and you think it's done cooked enough and wash it, don't you see?
Okay, it's got a hard crust on it.
Now that's right, that's uh-huh. right. That uh-huh. make that hard crust and that was good too. Uh-huh. I have wanted ice cake so bad, but they ain't using no flour.
Yeah, of course, you can't make them now. Well, how big is an ash cake? Is there a big
thing? Or? Well, it just only how big you make them. My mama has made them big as this thing, you know.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You just make it up stiff, you know. So,
And then I guess you have to let it get dry before you put the ashes on top.
That's
it won't
right.
stick.
That's right. Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, that really sounds good. What do you call soft cornbread that's served in a bowl with a spoon?
I call it egg bread. That's what you make it up with a spoon, don't you see?
Uh-huh.
And now a bowl, you know, egg bread.
What do you call bread in loaves that's made out of white flour? Just the mm-hmm. ordinary kind of bread that you buy at the store.
Mm-hmm. What do you call it? Loaf bread.
Okay. What do you call a round, sweet thing? It's about that big round. It has a hole in the middle.
Donut.
What do you call round, flat cakes that are made with flour and cooked on a greased skillet, and you eat them with butter and syrup?
Round.
They're round and flat, and you cook them on a hot skillet.
Butter cake.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
Side of a hog.
Of a hog, yeah. And it's salted, but it's not smoked.
Bacon, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog joel and hog's head and things like that?
Pressed soft meat.
Okay. What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
Middle of what?
Of a cherry. You know that if you bite into a cherry, there's something hard inside?
What do See? You
call? Okay. And what do you call the same thing in a peach?
See.
Okay. What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
A what?
A peach whose meat sticks to the seed. You know, there are two kinds, and some of them, you try to get the meat away from the seed and it won't come. And sometimes you can get the meat away easily.
Mm.
Do you have names for those kinds of peaches?
Yeah, sure have. Plum peaches.
Mm-hmm. And what about the other one? The one that it separates easily from the seed.
That's clear seed.
Okay. What do you call beans that don't have to be shelled?
Snap beans.
Okay. And what about beans that do have to be shelled?
Well, some of them, they get dry, you know, and they're better shell, don't you see what I mean? And you're snapping them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you shell them cause they done got too hard to snap, don't you see, and eat. And you just call them beans, they just gotten too hard to
snap. So you just call them beans.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that you can eat?